call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, and feeling even more deleted today. I obviously sent a email earlier and attached the audio from several years ago. When I talked to the small church I was at, and I told them about the story of Maximilian Kolbe, because, like I say, my mom was like 100 miles away when it happened. I thought of it so often because when I watched a movie portrayal of it with my dad, it kind of sunk in. But I sent that today, and I also read a lot of the emails that were written at that time. And it was confusing because there was a willingness at that time to allow me to have contact with my kids. But there was also a very distinct statement from my wife saying that when I say I love her, it was an offense. Well, I still love her. I still love her. In spite of what has happened, I still love her. And, you know, the thing that I've been thinking about, and I wonder about how to express this more, is clearly Jim Cross has no idea of what the scripture says about marriage. He rips it apart. That is clearly followed. He's taken that path because it seems my wife is more attached to her dad than her husband, which concerns me. And as I keep saying, the person who loves my wife is me, not her dad. And I think my wife has followed in that same, the Bible is something to use as a tool, as a marketing tool. It is not something to obey. That's what it seems like with Jim Cross and my wife. Because obedience, obviously, there is absolutely zero evidence of that. But then, as I keep pointing out, the Deuteronomy 6 requirement to the dad, which I pointed out in these earlier emails, I need to teach my kids. Clearly, Eric Lee has rejected the Lord. Jack, Tirza seems to be credential-oriented, so I don't know where she is in that respect. Julia, I'm really unsure. The only thing I think I can really tell about Julia is I think she's very much in love with Isaac. It's about the only thing I can tell. George reached out to me, but I think, obviously, he's been censored. Susanna, I don't know. Is she being prepared to see, with Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok, are they being prepared to abandon my wife as soon as they can? Because there's nothing there. There's no substance there. The idea of being, oh, we're a Christian family? Well, hogwash. So you're worldly. You're following the way of the world. You use the state for your as your Lord, and it's that's your guidance. So if that's what you set before our younger kids and you deny them access to their dad, why wouldn't they follow the world too? That's not love for them. I need to express this more fully. Maybe I will. My lady, you have shown absolute hate for me. My love for you is undiminished. I am going to continue to seek reconciliation as long as I live. You know that. I love you.